So President Biden just removed some Trump-appointed political hacks from military academy advisory boards, characters like Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer. Well, that's a great move, Mr. President. And now, how about we turn our attention to another Trump-appointed political hack? Brett Kavanaugh. Because we're losing our constitutional rights here. And because justice matters. Hey, all. Glenn Kirshner here. So, a story just broke about President Biden purging from government some political hacks who did Donald Trump's dirty bidding. Let's talk about that, and then let's turn our attention to another political hack who needs to be investigated and purged from his position, Brett Kavanaugh. But first, let's talk about this new reporting. Here's the headline from CNN. Biden administration tells ex-Trump officials to resign from military academy advisory boards or be dismissed. And that article begins, "The Biden administration has told 11 officials appointed to military service academy advisory boards by former President Donald Trump to resign or be dismissed. The officials asked to resign include prominent former Trump officials like former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, former counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway, and former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. They were appointed to the advisory boards of the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, and West Point, respectively." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Wednesday confirmed the request had been made. "The president's objective is to ensure you have nominees and people serving on these boards who are qualified to serve on them and who are aligned with your values. And so, yes, that was an ask that was made," Psaki told reporters at a White House briefing. Now, friends, aggressively dislodging Trump lackeys is a good thing. But now, how about the administration turn its attention to another political hack, Brett Kavanaugh? Because Justice Kavanaugh was one of five justices who just let Texas claw back women's constitutional rights. And are we just going to give Brett Kavanaugh a pass the way the Trump administration gave him a pass when it buried 4,500 citizen tips about Brett Kavanaugh's unsuitability to serve on the Supreme Court? Tips that went uninvestigated by the FBI. They were simply delivered to Donald Trump's White House counsel's office. And presumably they're still there. So it would be good to know what President Biden's White House counsel, Dana Remus, is doing with those 4,500 tips. One way to find out is for Congress to subpoena them so Congress can expose them to the light of day. Because perhaps those 4,500 citizen tips answer important questions like who paid off Brett Kavanaugh's mountain of debt? Because I doubt it was some of his buddies who bought some baseball tickets from him that paid off hundreds of thousands of dollars in Kavanaugh credit card debt. Maybe the answers are in those 4,500 citizen tips. But friends, whether it's the executive branch or the legislative branch that investigates and exposes that information to we the people, somebody's got to do it. Because we're losing our constitutional rights here. And because justice matters. It matters. And friends, as always, thank you for tuning in to these Daily Justice Matters videos. If you'd like to get them in podcast form, you can go wherever you get your podcasts. And also, if you would like to support our all-volunteer efforts, our mission, our content here at Justice Matters, you can go over to patreon.com, sign up to become a patron. And if you do, I will send you some Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. And as always, friends, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.